all discussions b'chus tefila have to start with the pasuk chumash l'avdu b'chol avavchem, because the Gemara tells us in Maseches Tainis in the Beis Lebeis that havi emezu tefila. The word avoda usually conjures up the imagery of avodas hakarbonos in halacha. And the Mishnah says in Bergiyos that Gimel Dvarim Shalom Oimel Tel Avodik Chassadim. Contrary to popular opinion, avodah there does not mean going to work. Avodah there means avodah sekarbonos. It's pretty clear. But the Gemara says that the phrase avodah shebaleiv is a little bit of a strange, of ambiguous phrase, because karbonos are not avodah shebaleiv. They're avodah shebiyadayim. So obviously the Torah is referring to a different kind of an avodah, and that is avodah setfilas. That's the Pesach Gemara in Tainus Nabeis. So there's a big machlokes in Rishonim how to understand what that Gemara means. So the Rambam has his famous interpretation, when the Rambam, both in Sefer Mitzvahs and in Mishnah Torah, interprets that Gemara Kipshuto, that there's a real bona fide mitzvah d'arayis of tefillah. When does that mitzvah take place? And that's a little bit unclear, because often you have a mitzvah that appears in the Chumash and it's not geared to any particular time, any particular place, any particular situation. So it's unclear how often you're supposed to do that mitzvah. We spoke a little bit about this back in tefillin. The Torah says to put on tefillah, it doesn't say when, every day, every week, every month, every year, every minute, it doesn't tell you. So the Rambam seems to take this approach that when the Torah is a soisen and doesn't link a mitzvah to a specific time or specific place or specific occurrence, so it's a daily obligation. That's what the Rambam writes, that the chayav min haTorah to mispalel kol yom b'yom. The chayav going with the reis and the daven every day, that's the tzuras haMitzvah la avdo b'chol levavchem. What does this tefillah look like with the reis? So the Rambam says it's very individual, very personalized. The Torah doesn't give us a nusuf, doesn't give you a zman, doesn't give you a man, doesn't give anything. Just get up and speak to Rabbanu Shalom once a day, every day. So the Ramban takes issue with this. Rambam, the Ramban says that there are so many Gemaras that say that tefillah is the Rabbanon, to which the Rambam would describe, would respond by saying that means that the Tzur of Shemoneh Esrei is the Rabbanon. That was instituted by the Eshek Nesek Doyle. That's much, much later in history. But the basic chiyuv tefillah is deraisa. But the Rabban understood all his gemaras that say tefillah derabbanan mean that the entire chiyuv lach, stock, and barrel is on a bidirabbanan. So the Rabban says that's not really what Abdu B'chal Avamcha means. That's just an asmachta bi'alma that refers to tefillah. So what does it mean? What does Abdu B'chal Avamcha mean? So the Ramban throws out a few different possibilities. The Ramban says that maybe Abdu B'chal Avamcha is more like a Muslim world. You should be Oyvid Hashem B'cholev. Namely, you shouldn't have any pikpukim, you shouldn't have any urim, you shouldn't think bad things about the Rebbeinu Shalom, you shouldn't think that your mitzvahs aren't important, you shouldn't take lightly avodas Hashem, you should take with the utmost seriousness. That's what Lav D'Buchal Avachim ultimately means. But it doesn't mean that there's an independent mitzvah called to be mispalel. Then the Ramban says, maybe Lav D'Buchal Avachim, he quotes a sifrei that says, Evdu B'Talmud, maybe learning Torah, that's an avodas Hashem. That's not a mitzvah deraisa, that's a pre-existing mitzvah deraisa. So the Torah is telling us, we should do that mitzvah b'chol leiv. We should be oyv Hashem. We should be learn Torah b'chol leiv b'chol nefesh. But to be mechadish a brand new mitzvah to talk to the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Ramban says he doesn't think such a mitzvah really exists in the Torah. Then the Ramban backpedals a little bit and he says that it could be there is a mitzvah the araisa of tefillah, but it has nothing to do with the way the Rambam formulates it as a daily obligation. Maybe there's an obligation of tefillah b'deraisa be'es tzara. And then the Ramban makes reference to the psukim in Parshas Be'aloyis, but kisach hatzaitzus. When the Torah says you have to blow the silver trumpets, be'es b'lchama, then the Torah Shabbat says on the pasuk of tzara tzaras, chem l'rabbas kol tzaras, and whenever there's a big, big tzara, then you have to blow the chatzaitzus. So the Ramban says that the blowing the chatzaitzus is not just stam up, there's a cost of some hilchos of time, huh? The idea is la'oris ha'tefillah. The idea is that like, just as we have by Kiyas Shofar that we blow off Seder Brachas, that Kiyas are always an expression of a motive of tefillah. You want to call it tefillah without words, but whatever hashkafa drush you want to put on it, but it's some kind of expression of a connecting to Rebbeinu Shlom through the vehicle of tefillah, through the vehicle of Kiyas that accompany the tefillahs. So the Ramban writes that it could be that when you have an Eis Tzara, that would be a real bona fide mitzvah d'araisa. What constitutes an Eis Tzara for these purposes? So when it comes to the actual mitzvah, kis chatzaitzus, so the Ramban writes in Rosh Hashanah that you have to have a tzara of kol Yisrael. It's not just that you have a personal tzara. Then the Magen Avraham adds on that it has to be a tzara of kol Yisrael be'eretz Yisrael. That's why the Magen Avraham writes, we have plenty of tzaras in chutzlars, but we don't blow chatzaitzus. The Yisro of Moshe finds the question that how come we don't blow chatzaitzus today even in Eretz Yisrael? Because nobody gets up and blows silver chatzaitzus b'shas mechama. We've had nebuch many, many, and a little bit of eis tzara mechama right now. How come we don't blow chatzaitis? Rav Moshe said that the mitzvah to kiss chatzaitis is not independently to blow b'shas melchama. The mitzvah is to make chatzaitis for the mikdash, and then you take those klei mikdash, which you usually accompany different karbonos, and you take those b'chisvah melchama. They take those, you blow the eistar. You don't make chatzaitis for shas melchama, says Rav Moshe. So whatever reason why we don't blow chatzaitis today, but the Ramban would probably say that we still have eistaris today. We don't have chatzaitos today, but we still have enough tefillah be'estar b'zman hazeh. So the Ramban says that tefillah is very, very limited min ha-Torah. It only applies be'estar. Then the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs has another part. He says that tefillah of Hallel, the Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on days of Yontif, that's also deraisa, because that's the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. But the Ramban holds that there's no independent mitzvah of tefillah per se as a daily obligation. So it's true the Ramban concedes that sometimes you have to speak to Ribbono Shel Olam, sometimes you have to ask to Ribbono Shel Olam, sometimes you have to praise to Ribbono Shel Olam. Those are deraisas, but they're very, very limited. They're only in very, very unique circumstances, unique times during the course of your lifetime, during the course of the year. But a daily and day in, day out obligation to daven to Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ramban says that doesn't really exist. That means the Ramban denies tefillah as being a kiyum deraisa. So many claim that Reb Chaim has this, Reb Shlomo Zalman later has this. And even the Ramban agrees that there's something to be gained by davening, that tefillah is not something that the Chazal made up, Yesh Me'ayin. We find the others are davening, Moshe Rabbeinu davening, Yeshua Benu's davening, Dov Rebelzah, Shlomo, that everyone in Tanakh is davening for the day till tomorrow. So that was all the Ramban. In the Torah, there's no such thing as davening. So the many Echmarim write, even the Ramban agrees that it is something to davening. Speaking to Rav Shlomo is a good thing. It's something that Rav Shlomo wants us to do. So it's a kiyum of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to say that it's a mitzvah chiyuv is day in, day out. You wake up in the morning, first thing you got to do is speak to Rav Shlomo. So that's not necessarily true according to the Rambam. So machlok is the Rambam with the background of tefillah. But again, even according to the Rambam, it doesn't require any text, doesn't require any zman, all the details that we know from Luchos Tefillah, even according to the Rambam, would of course only be midi Rabbanan. I didn't have Kamina with Dina. At the end of the day, we're going to daven anyway. So the Rais, the Rabban, my Nafkamina between the Ram and the Ramban. So one of the big Nafkaminas is how to understand the Sugya in the third paragraph of Masechet Brachos, where the Mishnah tells us that Nashim Chayavos Bitfila. The Mishnah is delineating all the obligations and all the Turim that women have on a daily basis in Jewish law. So the Mishnah talks about, do women say Kriya Shema? The Mishnah says Nashim Chayavos Kriya Shema. Do women bench? Nashim Chayavos B'Chisim Mazon. Do women put on tefillin? The Mishnah says Nashim Chayavos B'Tefillin. Do women daven? Kain, Nashim Chayavos B'Tefillin. So the question is, what does that mean? What are the words between Nashim Chayavos B'Tefillin? So on the one hand, it's a Mishnah. On the other hand, it doesn't seem to be true, because it's a Zvayin Grama. You only daven at certain times of the day. So how could we resolve that? So this was the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. How do you resolve that phenomenon? On the one hand, the Mishnah says Chayavos. On the other hand, it should be a Zvayin Grama. So the Rambam seems to understand that there are two different types of tefillos here. There's the tefillah d'araisa, and there's the tefillah d'rabbanan. So the tefillah d'araisa, the Adam B'chol Baruch Hu, is takanat zman grama. It's every day. There's no 24/7. There's no moment on the clock where the mitzvah doesn't apply. So therefore, the Rambam understood women are chayavos in that mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah means when it says nashim chayavos b'tefillah. The Mishnah is not talking about the chiyav d'rabbanan of shmonesri of davening three times a day. The chiyav of davening three times a day is takanat zman grama. Takanochinami. Takan women up to us on that. So according to the Rambam, it comes out that when the Mishnah speaks about Nashim Chayavos B'Tefillah, it's a very, very watered down tefillah. That's not Mishnah Berukh HaGalof tefillah. That's the Deraisa, the Kedidl of B'Chol Levavchem. So that's what the Magen Avram says, but that's the Rambam. And that's what the Magen Avram says with the Minhag in Poland. Right, that the women in Poland weren't davening Shemoneh Esrei three times a day, and most of the women didn't know how to read Hebrew. So they didn't know how to read Bechlau. So no one's davening Shemoneh Esrei, right? So he says that, what were the women davening? And the Mishnah says, Nash Chayavos B'Tefillah. So the Mother of Rome says, they were all following the Shittas of Rambam, that they were talking to Rabbi Hashem every day. What Jewish woman doesn't say? She says, Atchina, Bakosh, Paskadelim. She says something. She talks to Rabbi Hashem every day. She asks Rabbi Hashem, Rabbi Shalom, you know, give my daughter a shidduch, Rabbi Shalom, let my cow feel better. Should she give a little more milk? Rabbi Shalom, give my husband a little parnassus. Something that was on our heart. So every precious Jewish woman's tchina, the Rabbi Shalom, was the chi of their eyes, love them, call them avchem. What about Shmoneh Esrei? Shmoneh Esrei, bad. Potter anyway. It's a zman grama. Women don't have to daven Shmoneh Esrei. That's the Magen Avraham sizes up what the Bnei Yisrael was. And Ramban would disagree with this whole story. According to the Ramban, there's no tefillah d'araisa that the Mishnah could be talking about. When the Mishnah says the word Tashkev tefillah, there's only one topic it could be addressing. That's the topic of Shmoneh Esrei. So women are chayav, so Shmoneh Esrei. Aye, but it's a zman grama. So obviously the Ramban would hold that there's supposed to be an exception to the rule. Why is it an exception? So there are some Rishonim who have to use machlekes in Kirsol, so the third bag of brachas, but it could be that tefillah is an exception. Shabrachamim, that Chazal make certain exceptions to the rules of Zman Grola. The same way that they said the mitzvahs that are pursued by Nisa are exceptions, Aved Abi Yosef Anes. Whenever Chazal saw a very, very important aspect that they didn't want to exclude women from, so they incorporated it as a chiyah for women. So here they felt that tefillah is so chashuv, every human being, man and woman, requires a rach mishamayim. So therefore, they make this an exception to the rule. And therefore, when the Mishnah says dashkaros betefillah, this was the yaitzim in aklal. So now comes out a big machlokes. Are women supposed to be davish when esrei? No, women chayav to davish when esrei b'zman hazeh. So according to the Rambam, they're not supposed to chichiv. They want to daven. Maybe they can daven, couldn't daven, but they're not mechuyavos. According to the Rambam, the mamish mechuyavos to daven shachas b'chemayr. So how do we pass get lehalacha? So we know the minig in Europe was lehakel, but the Mishnah Berurah also lived in Europe. Mishnah Berurah lived in the 1900s. So he says that he's not so sure the minig is really right. He thinks probably most of the Rishonim didn't hold like the Rambam. The minig in Europe was predicated on the Das HaRambam. Mishnah Berurah claims it was really a Das Yochid. He thinks that most of the Rishonim held like the Ramban, that tefillah doesn't exist as a chiyuv min haTorah, as a daily obligation. And therefore, when the Mishnah says, Dasha Chavis min tefillah, it means min derabbanan, and this is an exception to the rule, Mishum Rachamim. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, women should really be davening all the time. They should be davening Shachas bin Chamayr every day. So then the Mishnah Berurah backpedals and says, if they want to be Mekel and Mayrav, Yesh Lohokal and Mayrav. Why? Because the Gemara says in Barachas, in the fourth parak, that that's a machlik, it's a terabach, it's a maroim. We paskid that tefillah's avos rishus, that you're not really mechuyav to daven ma'ariv. When Chazal instituted ma'ariv, they instituted it as a funny tefillah, as a tefillah's rishus. Why did they do that? So because the Gemara says that the tefillah's correspond to the different parts of the avodas hakavonos. So shachris corresponds to the bringing of the korban tavon in the morning. Mincha corresponds to the bringing of the korban tavon in the bein arba'im. Ma'ariv, there's no korban, no bringing a korban at night. But what you do is you machta the chalom ve'yivarim at night. All the parts of the animal that wasn't burnt, weren't burnt throughout the day, are continued to be burnt throughout the night. So Meir was instituted connected to the chalom ve'yivarim. So that's the Gemara says at the beginning of the fourth berakh of bracha. So the pashut shad is that the chalom ve'yivarim is not ma'akib b'di'evit. If you don't do the, if you not machta the chalom ve'yivarim, the korban is still kosher. As long as you do the zrikas adam, the korban b'di'evit is kosher. So therefore, Chazal, when they instituted shachas mincha, they made it ke'ein the zrikas adam. When they instituted the Ma'ariv, they needed Ke'ein Daktara. The Daktara itself wasn't Ma'akev. So how could the tefillah that was Ke'ein Daktara, that itself was not so critical, so they made it as a little bit of a different tefillah. They instituted it as a tefillah's Rishus. So why are we that Ma'ariv for? So there are different opinions as to what that means, tefillah's Rishus. Tosfos writes in the fourth Perek of Brachos, tefillah's Rishus doesn't mean it's Mamish Mamish Rishus. It means that it's not as important as Shachas and Bilchon. Therefore, we have other reasons why you can't daven certain other mitzvahs, another trach, and whatever shasar chaks you have. So we're going to look at tefillah's arvus a little bit differently than tefillah's shachris and mincha. But it's basically a chiyuv. Taisa says the word tefillah's arvus rishus doesn't mean exactly what it sounds like. And the Rambam quotes from the Gaonim, no, it really means what it sounds like. You're not really chayav to daven. The only thing is that the Gaonim write that Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves to daven it as a tefillah's chayva. So even though mitakonas hachamim, you don't really have to daven ma'ariv. When I say ma'ariv, I mean shmones. I don't mean birkas kriyas shma vadi. You have to say kriyas shma vadi. It's the same in the Torah. But just the text of the shmones, right? So taka, you don't really have to daven it. But Klal Yisrael makabel upon themselves to do it. So once there's a kabbalah set tzibur to do it, then it becomes binding like a minigat tzibur. The Gemara says in Pesachim that if your great-great-grandparents were makabel upon themselves on minig shel mitzvah, you're supposed to follow. So all Klal Yisrael accepts upon themselves on hagah shel mitzvah, you're mechuyev to follow it. So therefore, we have to daven ma'ariv today, not so much because Chazal was misakhir, but because tzibur of Klai Yisrael were makabalim. So when the tzibur of Klai Yisrael is makabal something, you have a situation where some parts of the tzibur may have accepted it and other parts didn't accept it. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, that since we're looking around, women are not davening ma'ariv, it must be that the women never really were makabal. So that when the vote came up, it was never a formal vote, but when the hanhogas at tzibur, or the Klai Yisrael was, should we daven ma'ariv, not daven ma'ariv, so the men by and large accepted it, and the whip by large didn't accept it. So you have like a similar idea by Titus Tibur. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Bizman Hazeh, when it's not a Shas Shmad, not a Shas Shalom, it's somewhere in the middle. So we don't really have to fast on Shavas Batavas or Batavis, etc. So why do we fast? So the Gaonim write, because we're makabel upon themselves as a minig shel Tibur to fast. So the Maram Ruthenberg writes that not everybody bought into that minute, that the women who were pregnant and nursing, it was too hard for them to fast on these days. So they vetoed it. They didn't accept they abstained, whatever. They didn't accept upon themselves to fast. So The pregnant women, the nursing women, aren't really chayavas to fast. So the same way that the pregnant women, nursing women, didn't accept upon themselves to fast, so too the women in general didn't accept upon themselves to damayr. It's hard. They take care of the kids, put the kids to sleep. It's too hard for them to damayr. So the women were only mekablos to not really damayr. But shachris and mincha, which are chayuvim, they have to daven. That's what the Mishnah were basically passing is the halacha that women should not do what they did in Poland. In Poland, they would make a lagambe just to say a tchina b'yalma, a perkatilim, and call it a day. And they shouldn't really do. On the other hand, they're not really mechuyav to daven ma'ariv also. There's a pshar, the Mishnah Berurah says, they should daven shachris to bimcha. Ma'ariv, they don't want it, it's okay. A lot of women are machmir, so lots of them to daven ma'ariv. So, okay, those women who do that, tamalechem bracha. Those women who follow the minhag in Poland, so they're following the minhag in the Maghreb from. So, it's not the end of the world. But the Mishnah Berurah is machriya. He thinks that we should encourage the women to daven shachris. But that's usually the standard in the schools today. They tell all the girls they should daven shachris to bimcha. Maybe no, but shachris to bimcha, they should daven. And that makes sense because we probably do accept the Ramban over the Rambam. Therefore, Nashkaros Betvila means what it says. This idea that Avdu B'Cholav Avchem is the Mokor for Tvila, according to Rambam, that's Mamash the Mokor, Midarais, according to Rabban, that's Machta. But Tvila is definitely related to the notion of Avodah Shebalev. So that's the background of a famous word for Reb Chaim, one of the most famous Reb Chaims in Mishneh Torah, where Reb Chaim talks about the different din of Kavana when it comes to Tvila. So there's a famous stiras in the Gemaras and the Rambams about what exactly is necessary for a person to have kavana for tefillah. Gemara talks about the significance of kavana for tefillah. So in one place, the Gemara in the fifth parak of brachas, the Gemara talks about kavana for tefillah, but the Gemara emphasizes the first bracha. You have to have kavana for the bracha of avos, and if you lost kavana for the rest of the tefillah, so the world's not going to come to an end. So, but the evidence, okay. In other places, the Gemara speaks about the significance of kavanas as it doesn't seem to differentiate between the different brachas. So the Rambam Mishneh Torah quotes both of those statements. The Rambam in one place writes that tefillah b'li kavanas is nothing, not yotzei. Another place, the Rambam writes that tefillah b'li kavanas is nishkafelach, as long as you had kavana during the first bracha. So Reb Chaim has this famous biur. Reb Chaim says that there's a bris kavanah. Not surprised, there are two different kavana. So we spoke a little bit about this back in Kriya Shema. There was a similar idea. So here Reb Chaim develops it for Das Rambam when it comes to kavana of tefillah. So Reb Chaim says that the basic bit of kavanah of tefillah is that you have to be cognizant of the fact that you're davening. You have to be even the fnam melech. You have to be aware that you're talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom. If you're not aware that you're talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's not a ma'aseh tefillah bechalal. That's just uttering words. That's not called a chafetz tefillah. It's not called a ma'aseh. Not called pulus tefillah bechalal. So that halacha that you have to be cognizant that you're even the fnam melech, that permeates all of the brachas. Why is any less my brachas that was in Bisholem than Elkenev Gevah Seinu? It's the same Maisa Tefillah. So Maisa Tefillah without Kavanah is Neshko Maisa Tefillah. The fact that there's a special din of Kavanah by Avos, that means Kavanah's Perish Amilem. It means in addition to having Kavanah's Amilem Fnei HaMelech, you have to understand what you're saying. You have to know what the words mean. So that, l'chadchila, you should know what you're talking about, the whole tefillah. But the evidence, as long as you got the ikka shevach shemokom, and you understand what you're saying, you understand, well, okay, Rabbah, Yitzchak, you understand, Abitur Yaakov, you got a basic understanding what's going on. So even though you lost, by the time you got the Mechaya Mesim, you don't know what's flying. You don't know what's flying because you don't understand it, or you don't know what's flying because your thoughts are flying somewhere else. So that wouldn't be ma'akiv in tefillah. But the basic kavana of Abitur Fidel Melech, that's ma'akiv in the entire tefillah. Why is that? So Reb Chaim says that has nothing to do with mitzvah tichus kavana. This is a din miyuchet for tefillah. He says that it's not called a ma'aseh tefillah. Why is that called ma'aseh tefillah? I'm saying the word. So the answer is it's because the whole makor tefillah is al b'chol avchem. Either deraisa or derabanan. It has to be an avodah shebalev. It's a chiv, a kiyum, whatever it is. Tefillah is one of those mitzvahs that it's fundamentally a mitzvah shebalev. It has to be articulated. You have to say the words. Magen Avraham quotes that maybe min haTorah you don't actually have to say the words of tefillah. Maybe the Raisa of the Cholav Avchem should mean literally the Cholav Avchem. There's the Smach, the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, when he divides up the minyan mitzvahs, so he has a very interesting way of doing it. He divides the mitzvahs according to the different Evori Adam, different parts of your body that do some mitzvahs should be pes, some mitzvahs should be yadayim, some mitzvahs should be raglayim, mitzvahs should be lev. So he puts the mitzvah of tefillah with the mitzvah should be lev, not with the mitzvah should be pes. It's interesting formulation. So he seems to be buying into this idea that Ika Tefillah is really belayed. So even though Lamaisa, Amispal Tzor Shalhotz Misfasim, you have to say the words, either the Raisa, the Rabban, you have to say, it's not enough just to think the words of Tefillah, but Lev is an integral part of the mitzvah. That's a mitzvah Shebepev, Rach Shebekechas, you have to say the words. Kriyashma we saw was a little bit of both. You have to have You have to have v'dibarat amam, so you need a little bit of both. So tefillah may also be in a certain sense a little bit of both, because of the b'chol levavchem means that the avodah shebelev is an integral part that defines the etzem ha-tefillah. So if you have tefillah without that kavana, Reb Chaim said you're not yotzei b'chlal. So if you read the Reb Chaim, simply Reb Chaim sounds like your mamash, you're davening the hoshbar esrei, and if for one second you lost that mindset of agul fin ha-melech, it's mamash dvar b'telem. It's not a ma'aseh tefillah. So the Chazon Ish writes in his notes in the back of Reb Chaim, he says, "M.K. Nobody ever davened in their entire life." He says, "Who is able to hold cup like that in tefillah for so long? The entire tefillah, you never besiach das bechalal. It's not shaykh." So it's a beautiful shtick of Torah. Says the Chazon Ish, "But nice, it can't be pshat." It's set up for Reb Chaim. I don't know if it's true. It's a joke. And they say Reb Chaim used to daven a fairly short Shemoneh Esrei. So they want to say that he davened quickly, because as a limit, if you daven 20 minutes from an essay, you're not going to be able to hold cup. You daven 2 minutes, you have a better shot. Again, the stories, I don't know whether the stories are true or not, true legends, they say that Reb Chaim became the Rav of Brisk, so the Balabatim told him he has to daven a little bit longer. Probably the only rabbi in the history of the world where the Rav Balabatim complained he was davening too short. So they said it's not a covenant that the rabbi davened such a short Shemoneh Esrei, all the Balabatim is still going, it doesn't look right for the shul. So Reb Chaim said, "I'm trying." He said, I already made myself longer. How much longer do you want me to go?" So whatever. I have no idea whether any of those stories are true. But this was Reb Chaim. This is Reb Chaim definitely wrote this in the Sefer. It's not a question about it. The Sefer Reb Chaim says that the definition of kavana is almost like a shear. It's like a brisk kavana. It's a shear. The shear is you have to have kavanas over the melech. So that would probably explain why there's a din. And if a person, let's say, drank a little bit more than he should have, and now he wants to daven, so the Gemara says, depends how drunk he is. So if he just had a little bit to drink, so he shouldn't daven, but the b'dievet will be good. If he's mamish out to lunch, so then even the b'dievet, his tefillah doesn't count. So what's the shear? How bad do you have to be in order to be a sheik or to be puzzle of tefillah? So the Rambam describes it as the shear being, ein yochel lamed lifnei melech, ein yochel daven lifnei melech. But the guy can't say a straight sentence. So when you're talking with the friends of your, you know, mumble a little bit so nobody thinks twice about it. You're standing in front of the king and you can't say a straight sentence without mumbling, without losing your train of thought. So that's the shear of tefillah as well. So apparently that seems to be the same idea that Reb Chaim is saying, that if you can't talk like an Eimel Lefnei HaMelech, then you don't belong, then you can't create a Ba'is HaTefillah. You don't create a Ba'is HaTefillah. You're not making brachas davatom. So again, the halacha, you know, it's hard to say. It's very hard to say like this Reb Chaim. But so we try when you daven, you try to beginning of davening, try to have in mind Yom Ben Melech, and try at least for the first bracha to have a little bit in mind what the words mean. Try to pay attention at least as best as you can for the first bracha. The Ramah writes that let's say a person didn't. The person's ready up to Atachin, and he realizes that he was spaced out during the first bracha. So the Ramah writes, don't daven again, don't start over again, because you're probably going to mess up the second time also. So you're not going to gain too much. So the Ramah writes, just keep on going. So the Acharonim Abba, we keep on going. The Gemara says, you're not really Yotzei. So of course you have to say that you're not Yotzei B'shtem Musa. There is something to it. It's not really a bracha v'tala. Otherwise, the Ramah is advocating making another 18 brachas v'tala. So you have to say that even though the Gemara uses a lashon of Yotzei, it doesn't mean that you aren't Yotzei L'gamrei. It means that it's really Shracha Tvila without kavana, but somehow you still have a right to continue to go on, whatever the world that means. So the bottom line is, there is a chiyuv of tefillah, maybe the rice and the rabbanim. It's part of a lov b'chol v'avchem, he's going to Rambam for sure. And that did a lov b'chol v'avchem is probably the triggering of this new added component, this dimension of kavana that exists by tefillah that may not exist by other mitzvahs. So according to the Rambam Midaraisa, we were downplaying the idea of Zmaniya Tefillah. Midarabonan Zman Tefillah becomes something that's important. The whole first half of the fourth Pekah Bracha is dedicated to Zmaniya Tefillah. So even though that goof or that concept of Zman Tefillah is only a Dirabonan, but that's an integral part of the threefold blot of the Brachas. So hopefully Mitzvah next week we'll pick up from just what the Zmaniya Tefillah are, particularly when we're learning Shacharis this year. Maybe next year will be Mincha Maariv, but at least we'll focus a little bit on Shacharis, when the beginning of Zman Shacharis and the latest Zman Shacharis is, and try to just put the Zman Tefillah into perspective. Okay. Stuff. So we have next week, we're still on for.